introduce you and have you come
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. And as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday night, and it's always a terrific Thursday when we're on the air with Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time visiting us, this is an awesome opportunity for you to learn about what we do at Issues Concerning Women. We are here to inspire, to encourage, and to empower and mentor those women and men and families that need our help. I am a coach, and I love what I do. I'm always available to speak to you. So if you're listening by online tonight, you want to call in with a question, the telephone number to call is 1-347-826-7543. If you would like to go to the website, it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, or you may call me after the show at 757-567-6734. We never want to miss the opportunity to say thank you for our faithful listeners, and thank you for all your questions, and for any time that we can help you get anything done, we are here for you. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. I'm all about my business, and anybody that knows me knows that, and I'm here for you. So tonight I have a very special guest on the line with me. Her name is Vicki Scott, and she's going to be on the line for the whole show, so we'll be able to ask her some questions about her business. She's a virtual assistant. She's in Kansas City, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself as soon as I bring her on the line. But if you have any questions for Ms. Vicki and you want to call in, the telephone number is 1-347-826-7543. Hello, Ms. Vicki. How are you?
Hello, Francine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm so happy to have you on the radio show finally.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Yeah, great. We've been talking about doing this for a while, but we finally pinpointed a date, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me tonight. What I would like you to do, Ms. Vicki, is tell everybody your full name, about your company, what you do, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. My name is Ms. Vicki Scott, and I'm from Kansas City. And what I do, I'm a virtual assistant. And what I do, I help busy entrepreneurs create more money in their business. So I work
great
with all type of entrepreneurs, yes.
Great, great, great. I know that Ms. Vicki and I have been talking for months now. I think it started like in 2010, like in December. And she and I have gotten to know each other over the months, and I can tell you she is all about her business and she loves what she does. Now, Ms. Vicki, being a virtual assistant, tell us some of the specific services that you offer.
Some of the services that I offer as a virtual assistant would be word processing, PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook, live answering service, check voicemail, email, send out reminder cards, any kind of cards like invitations and things like that. What else do I do? Event planning, meeting planning. And I also do so many things that I do offer. I'm trying to remember everything. But I do email blast, schedule appointments, data management, online ordering. I also offer paralegal services and offer credit check, background check, wake-up call service, bookkeeping, correspondence, background checks, I said that, autoresponder, scanning, investigation, research, follow-up call, shopping cart, let's see what else, booking, like I book for book signing, also do article submissions, and like book for radio blog talk shows. And that's kind of what Well, you know, all I do is I can editing and proofreading. And okay. So that covers mainly everything that I do.
Okay. Well, if a let's talk about what you could offer to a specific customer. Let's say you have an author. And mm-hmm. how could you help them being a virtual assistant? Because I know you listed a lot of things, but let's just try to break it down so that people can have a general idea of what services they could get from you for their specific business. So mm-hmm. let's say if they're an author, what specific things you could help them do?
Well, author, basically I'll try to help them promote their book. So what I'll do is I'll try to get them in speaking engagements or somewhere they can speak to talk about their books, to be able to sell their books, and I set up appointments so they can come in and go somewhere to, you know, maybe like a school or a university, and they go there and they talk to the kids, the students, about their books, and you know, that way they can take their books and maybe able to sell them there. And I also work with authors about with booking them on Radio Block Talk shows, so they can be on Radio Block Talk shows to be able to talk about their books on the radio talk shows. So, and that's mainly what I do for authors. Mainly speaking engagements and booking.
Okay, good. Because I know that you do so much, and we don't, and it's a lot to cover. We only got 30 minutes, so I'm trying to, you know, get it all in there so they'll
right.
know what to look forward to when they call you or go to your website. Now, let's
right.
say that you have someone who's an accountant, and they need help in their business. And I know you said something about bookkeeping. So mm-hmm. would you be able to help them as well if they were and they needed help and they just didn't want to hire a full-time person? Because we know that a lot of people are using virtual assistants right now. So if they were an accountant, would you be able to help them in any way?
Yes, to help with the accounting, yes. If they needed help in their business, I would try to help them with maybe their bookkeeping software, and so I would do that for us in bookkeeping.
Okay, great. And I know that Miss Vicky, and I call her Miss Vicky because she's so proper, ladies and gentlemen.
That's okay.
She is, because you're all about your business, and that's fine. And I just start, you know, when I address you, I just call you Miss Vicky, and that's, you know, that's something I picked up, you know.
Everybody
way,
do.
Do that. So, which is an honor to you, you know, that we're
yes.
Acknowledging you, who you are, and what you represent. So, and you're all about excellence, and I do know that already from just working with you the few times that we work together. So that's kudos to you, Miss Vicky. So.
Yes.
If a person is just starting out in business, how can a virtual assistant help them? Because we know, again, that the economy is in, you know, it's going up and down, but you still need help, like businesses, like, let's say, for instance, like mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coach and consultant. So
uh-huh.
I need help, but I'm still a small business, so how would you be able to help me?
Well, with helping you in your business, well, basically, you would tell me about what your needs are, what you need, what you basically need to do to get that, I guess, extra load where you can have your hands free to do the things that you need to do instead of having to do with the paperwork of the office administrator side. So I will basically would take care of if, you know, any of the paperwork that you needed done, faxing, or if you needed, you know, word processing, a paper typed up, something typed up, or correspondence report, or any of those things, if you needed some emails to go out, if you needed a newsletter to go out, any of those things that you might need that takes up your time, that you can use a, you know, virtual assistant to do that. So that's what I would do.
Okay, great. And a lot of companies now are looking for bloggers. Mm-hmm. Now, is that an area that you are interested in, or is that one of the things that you would do for a company? Let's say
I haven't done blogging yet, but that is one of the things that I'm looking at, because I come across that a lot of business owners are looking for someone to do their blogging for them. So that is something that I am looking at and I'm willing to do. So if a small business owner said, well, I need blogging, you know, done, and I was hoping maybe you could help me with that, then I would definitely do the blogging and find out more about how to help them to get the blogging done.
Okay. All right, Ms. Vicki, we have a call on the line. We're going to see can we get them on the air with us.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Air? Yes, I can. Who am
Brilliant.
I speaking
Excellent.
With this evening?
Thank you very much. My name is Tyrone.
Hi, Tyrone. How
hello,
are you?
Tyrone.
Say hello to Ms. Vicki.
Hello, Tyrone. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all doing tonight?
We're doing
great.
This great. Where are you calling
now,
from, Tyrone?
I got an issue with my woman. She told me that I should talk to someone who would know how to deal with certain things like this. Basically, the dig is she got crabs in her eyebrows from, you know, sucking on my dick. You know what I'm saying?
Ms. Vicki, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. We'll put the caller on mute, and we'll deal with him later.
Okay. Yes.
That's not an issue that we can help him with right now.
Right.
We're going to get him some help.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Yes. Okay. So let's just move on with some issues that we can work with, okay?
Yes, we will do that.
So
we'll move on.
Yes, we will move on and just move forward. Praise God. But anyway, now that we know a little bit about what you do, and so tell me a little bit more about if somebody was looking for a virtual assistant and they were not in Kansas City, would you still be able to work with them?
I sure would. I sure would be able to still work with them, and that's why we're called virtual assistants, because we can work with anybody in the United States, in any country that they're in. It doesn't matter. And we communicate and correspond by fax, phone, email, regular mail, overnight mail. So there's no need to be local. They don't have to be local at all. They can be anywhere in the United States or any country.
Okay. Great. And that's why I love technology. So, and you and I have talked about this. I'm learning all these things, and I know that I need help with certain things in my business. So it's wonderful to know that you could just email Ms. Vicki or send her a fax and she can get something done. This is so exciting to me, because I know that I can't do everything by myself. So this is great information for somebody to have who's just starting a business, or somebody who's in the business and they had to downsize. You want to call Ms. Vicki so that she can help you. And especially if you're an author, and she can help promote your business and promote your branding, because that's one of the things that she does. And that's how she and I actually met, because she has other clients that she's working with, and she called me, and we were able to get them on the air, and now I have two new friends through Ms. Vicki. So, you know, you can broaden your networking just by calling her and getting in touch with her. So, Ms. Vicki, tell them how they can go to your website and give out your phone number if that's something that you want to do tonight.
Want
to wait to do the phone number, since Tyrone might still be on the phone.
Yes, we don't want to get some anonymous crazy calls there. But if you go to my website, which is www.vickiofficesupport.net. Again, vickiofficesupport.net.
Okay, great. And so we hope that you will take the opportunity and go check out her website, because I know she has a nice website that you can go to and get all kinds of information. Now, Vicki, what is your background? So tell us a little bit about you. We've been talking about the business, but, you know, people want to know who they're working with. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I sure can. My background is I worked with kids, special ed kids. I did that for 10 years. I've worked in the office administration side, working at different places doing office administration. So I did that over 10 years also, and working at different places, and lawyers' firms to glass companies, to doctor's office, just different places where I was receptionist, and also then I was doing the secretarial work, and so that's how I got my office administration experience. So I've been doing that, and so I wanted to just be able to have a business where I can, you know, work from home and be my own boss. And so I, you know, liked doing office administration work, and I've done so many. I've had so many jobs, from working in the cleaners to I worked at so many places. It's I can't even think of all of where I worked at, but I've done it all from production work to working and doing office to production to just a little bit of everything. So I just wanted to just strictly remain in doing office administration and help, try to help other small business owners that could use my help. And that way they won't have to hire anybody to come into their office. And they, you know, with a virtual assistant, they wouldn't have to pay me vacation or for my breaks and things like that, because since I'm an independent contractor, then I handle all that. They don't want to have to worry about that. So they'll be saving money if they was to hire a virtual assistant, someone to work with them, and they won't have to hire a person to come into their office to do the administration office work for them. So that's a little bit about the background of me.
Good. All right. So I know there are, you know, hundreds and thousands of people that want to start their own businesses, or they have a small business and maybe they need some words of encouragement. Can you tell me a couple of positive things that you love, what you love about being your own boss?
Uh-huh. I'm here. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Can you tell the audience some of the wonderful things about being your own boss? Because I know there are a lot of small businesses out there that are, or people that are thinking about starting their own business. So, and you talked about a little bit about, you know, being a business owner. Can you give them some positive insight on owning their own business?
Insights about owning their own business.
Yes.
Well, as far as them owning their business to where they're hiring a virtual assistant, or
no, just because they want to be a business owner,
okay.
Can you give them some
like
positive feedback? Yes, yeah. But you know, I know you were in corporate America.
The positive
thing,
yes, about being a business owner, you're on your own boss. You take care of your own pay. You make sure you know that you're getting paid correctly. Being your own boss, you know, it's just a really good thing to, you know, to do, to have your own business, and because you don't have to answer to no one but yourself. You know, you can take your lunch when you want to, you can leave when you want to. It's just so great. And being a small business owner, it has so many advantages. You can work with who you want. It's so awesome. It's so great to be a small business owner because you have so many advantages of being a business owner. So it's just like, you know, like I said, I love working by myself. I love being able to work who I want to work with, and being able to not have a boss. I'm the boss.
Okay, great. And I'm sure that for even for me, that's one of the positive things of being your own boss. You know, no, and the good thing about being your own boss is that you call the shots. You work the hours that you want to work.
Correct.
You don't have to work on days if you want to go to the beach. You can go to the beach. But you know that you have to get the job done. And you know you have X amount of hours per week to work.
And I mean, if you
want to
work,
yes,
if you want to work on weekends, okay, you can work on weekends. If you want to work in the evening or day, any time of the day, you can work in your PJs. So it does. It is just an awesome thing to be a small business owner.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is.
And I love it. Yes, and that's what I was trying to get out of you. Because people, and some people are, like, afraid, you know, to step out there because they're, like, they're so used to doing the 9-to-5, having somebody write their schedule for them. But I'm telling you guys who want to start your own business, it is the most empowering feeling to know that I can schedule this when I want to schedule this.
Yeah.
I don't have to see people when I don't want to see people. I can go out if I want to. I can stay in. And like Ms. Vicky said, you can be in your pajamas and your little footies, you know. Whatever works for you.
Right.
Now, I also want you to tell us a little bit more about some of the other things that you do, because you named quite a few. But what are your strongest areas? I know you said something about paralegal, so let's talk about that. The paralegal services.
Paralegal.
What do you actually offer as far as that? Yeah.
Well, yes, paralegal. My mainly strongest in the paralegal side will be doing research. And I like to research different things on the internet. So research and doing legal documents, drafting, things like that. So I did a little bit of volunteer work in this, like, the Social Security Disability Department. I did that for a little bit. And what I did was I was making calls to different people that were waiting on their disability to come through. And I would call them and ask them questions to make sure everything was filled out or everything we needed for their disability claim to go through. So I was calling them, asking them questions, different questions about their claim that they filled out for their disability. So I like that. That was pretty neat. And so that's what I do with on the paralegal side.
Okay. And that sounds really interesting because that could run that could be a whole business by itself.
Yes.
Working with people with Social Security, because as we know, that's one of the things they're trying to cut out in the government. You know, they want to cut back on Social Security. They want to cut back on Medicare and other government programs. But at the same time, we know that we do need help, and we can go to somebody who knows something about it, which is great information. So I hope that whoever is listening and needs this information will be able to, you know, contact you and probably outsource some work to you so that you'll be able to help them while you're growing your business, because it sounds like your business is getting bigger and bigger, you know?
Yes,
it's
steady
growing.
Even
from the time
I'm steady getting calls of people calling me, oh, okay, I was interested in your services, you know, I could use you. You know, I just talked to a guy the other day, and he's interested. And so we're supposed to be getting back talking here probably by next week. So it's really awesome to be able to have this business and to help small business entrepreneurs, professionals that needs that extra help, you know, that they don't have. And so it frees up where they can have that extra time to do what they need to do instead of sitting back and doing all the paperwork and administrative work and the filing or the word processing, the typing or the data entry or whatever it is that keeping them from doing what they need to do in their business to help it grow.
Okay, great. And that's wonderful to know as well, because even though you may be a small business, we still need help.
Yeah.
So we have someone here tonight on the line, Ms. Vicky. She'll be able to help you move your business forward. You know,
yeah.
I am a person that believes in good service, and when somebody gives me good service, I will tell everybody. I will stand on the rooftop and shout, "Call Miss Vicky."
Yes, Miss Vicky, that's right. Call Miss Vicky. I've been in business for two years now.
I
love it.
I'll have you, back on the show again. And we're down to about 4 minutes, so I want you to give your website again where they
can reach you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you can reach me at www.vicki, and I spell my name, V-I-C-K-I, officesupport.net. That's Vicki, officesupport.net.
Okay, great. And, that's absolutely awesome.
And anyone that needs or looking for a virtual assistant, give me a call. My rates are reasonable, and I'd be glad to help because I love working with small business owners to help them grow and save money in their business. And so just give me a call and go to my website. All my information's on, contact information's on my website.
Okay, great. And that is awesome to know. And I'm telling you, guys, she is about her business. She loves what she does. And once you get to talk to her one-on-one, you will see the passion that she has in her voice for what she has to do. And she's very patient. And trust me, I know.
Very patient.
And she's very patient. Yeah, she's very patient and she's very understanding, you know. And I just want to say thank you, Ms. Vicky, for coming on the show tonight and sharing with us what a virtual assistant does.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
I
loved it. And I hope people out there listening will give me a call and see where I can help them at and go from there. I'm here for them to lend a helping hand.
That's right. Absolutely. So if you want to contact Ms. Vicky, she gave you her website. But if you didn't get it and you want to call me, you can leave me a message on the message board tonight. Leave me a message, and I'll get you the information so that you will have it on hand. Because you may not need her today, but if you're starting a business, you are going to need some Excel, and you are going to need some web design and some PowerPoint. I know, because I know I need it myself. So
right.
don't be afraid to call her. Yes.
I was just going to say one more thing, Francine. I'm also going to be offering credit repair, too. This is something new that I will be offering to my services. So anybody that needs credit repair, that's also another service.
And I know a lot of people that need that right now because we're so extended on our credit cards and we're in trouble. You know, we're extended. Yeah, so we're overextended, and we need to get these things straight. So when the market turns around, we'll be back on an even keel. But this is going to take a little while, so don't be afraid to call her because all of these things take time to do, especially services, anything to do with the government. Anytime that you're in credit despair, it's going to take time. But there is help for you, and Ms. Vicky is available to you. So please go to her website, get all the information. If you want to call back into the show next week, the number is 1-347-826-7543, and we'll be able to answer more of your questions. We are excited about the show tonight, and we want to thank everybody that's listening. Ms. Vicky, we got about 90 seconds, so thank you so much, my sister.
Well, thank you, Francine.
I look forward to hearing from you soon.
All right, we'll talk soon.
If there's anything I can do for you, just give me a call.
I sure will. And thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime.
Oh.
I'm going to have you back, too. Because
I would love to come back.
Because I know other things that you're doing. Yes. And we're going to share that with our audience. Okay, folks. So thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. If you want to go to my website, it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And you know that I'm there all the time. I've updated it this week, so it's some new information on there. Anytime that you have a question about any of my guests, please don't hesitate to call into the show. The number is 347-826-7543, or leave me a message on the message board. We'll be able to get that information to you. Don't be afraid to call the people that we have on the show. That's what they're here for. They're here to help you, to lend a helping hand to anyone that has their own business or who wants to start a business. What a great way to start a business with someone that can help you do things that you're not able to do. So we want to thank you again and have a terrific evening. We got about 5 seconds, and thank you, and we look forward to speaking to you soon, Ms. Vicki. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.